Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Monday, March 18th, 2019. Welcome to the madness. Apple's kicked it off a little early. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, so have we all sufficiently recovered from St. Drunk Day?
Not quite yet, but I have a feeling I'm going to pull it out just in time for Drinko de Mayo. We'll see. Also with me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, laddie, I'll be a happy person.
Oh, no. All right, we'll take John out of leprechaun mode at the end of the show. I apologize, we didn't get that done ahead of time.
Boink.
Our first topic today is, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Apple has kicked off March Madness a little early with, and I hope I'm not giving anything away here to people who don't already know, the triumphant return of the iPad mini, which happened via press release. So yay. We have two new iPads. We have a new iPad mini and we have a new iPad Air. Now, John, do you want to break these down for us?
The iPad Air is harking back to previous times, dragging out and dusting off not iPad Air 2 and not iPad Air 3, which it is, but back to the original iPad Air. So now we have like a 2013 iPad Air and we have a 2019 iPad Air.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. It is...
And what's interesting about the new iPad Air is that it's almost... my iPad Pro.
Almost. It has a Touch ID.
Mm-hmm.
And it works only with the first gen pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's missing ProMotion.
Right.
But
and it's a slight upgrade to the chip. The one in the last Lightning iPad Pro was an
A10. Not an A12X. Just right. A simple A12.
Right.
It's just got less graphics power.
Yeah. So for comparison, the last iPad Pro that was a Lightning Jack Pro before they came out with the USB-C Pros, iPads Pro, was an A10X. I don't remember if it was 10 or 10X, but that's what that one was. And so there's been a little bit of... it was a 10X. So there's been a little bit of an upgrade. And part of why that's notable to me is because it also seems to be the same size device as the last Lightning Pros. And that's interesting to me because it seems like maybe they've gone to a little bit of what we used to call the S track in the iPhone evolution, where kind of the outside was the same, so like all the cases and everything fit, but you would get the big upgrade you were getting was mostly with the insides. So, you know, from iPhone 4, from iPhone 4S to 5, was a big jump, but from 5 to 5S, you know, everything was kind of the same size, but the insides were the part that got the nudge, and I feel like that's kind of what they've done here. And
I can kind of see how they fit this product in, because you look at an iPad 12.9-inch Pro currently,
mm-hmm.
and it's $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money for
It's also
iPad.
A lot of screen. I mean, like...
it is. That's right.
Let's be honest, this is like carrying around half a laptop, because it's... it's almost the size of a 13-inch laptop screen. So.
Right, but then you got the entry level iPad, mm-hmm. which is just a plain Jane iPad, 9.7-inch,
mm-hmm.
and it's $329. So there was a big gulf,
yes,
in the price range there. So this Air fits in. It's just problematic why they named it the Air, probably because the name was so beloved.
Well, and I mean, let's talk for a minute. Well. I don't know how beloved it was. It just kind of was. I don't know why they called it an Air, but they did, and that's what it is.
So because it was so dramatically thinner compared to the previous iPad and iPad 2.
Yeah, but it could have also just been an iPad. I mean, we don't have an iPhone Air. So.
They could have all been iPads.
Right. They could have all been, and they could have just been sized, right? Like small, medium, large, or pro. Right, because the mini is back. This is the thing that I really want to make sure that we talk about, is that the mini is back. I'm very excited about this.
Finally.
Yes.
It took a long time.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Andrew, do you have the specs up for that so we can talk a little bit about the new Mini?
Well, what I think is interesting is that it sounds like it has the same specs as the new iPad Air, because mm-hmm. it also has the A12 chip. It has Touch ID, the True Tone display.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them work with the Apple Pencil 1.
Yes.
And I saw on Apple's website that Logitech Crayon stylus also uh-huh. works with the iPad Mini.
Yes.
And I'm assuming it works with the iPad Air as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, I mean, basically, the only difference is, you know, the size.
Yeah, it's a little, for people who aren't familiar with the Crayon, it's less expensive. It's a little blockier to hold than the original iPad Pencil. But it also, like a pencil, instead of being a complete cylinder, has sides to it, like a pencil does, even though it's called a crayon. It has sides like a pencil, so it won't roll off your desk, which I think is a fantastic feature. And like one of the big changes, they made like two changes between the first gen pencil and the second gen pencil. One is a flat side so that it won't roll off your desk, but also that flat side can be used to charge it so you don't have to poke it in the bottom of the iPad. And that's the thing that I think would be my only negative call out right now on either of these devices, is that you still have to charge the pencil in that ridiculous way, because I have to charge my pencil on my iPad in that ridiculous way. And every time I have to charge my pencil, I sit there and, you know, and like roll my eyes and just go like, I'm embarrassed that this is Apple, what Apple considers a good experience. Right. At least I don't have a Magic Mouse, but it was just, I feel like it's I get that it's handy, but it's also not a great way to do anything if you're, you know, on the go at all. That's a very fragile connection to have to maintain.
Did I hear you say you hate Magic Mouse?
No, I didn't say I hated it. I said I don't have one.
Oh, I hate it.
Because this is why, which is why to me, this is the embarrassing user experience that Apple has given me, because I don't have a Magic Mouse that you plug straight into the bottom and can't do anything with your mouse until it charges enough that you can use it again. So,
yeah,
that's why. Because I didn't buy one of those. I'm team trackpad all the way. So, now, John, I want to ask you, so first of all, Andrew, were you an iPad Mini owner, user? Are you excited about the new one, or are you more excited about the bigger ones?
I'm not. I did have an iPad Mini. I don't remember which model it was. Maybe the third generation.
Okay.
Or maybe, actually, no. Maybe it was the second. But, I mean, I think it's good that they have a new one. It's not really something I'm excited about anymore, now that I have my
because you have an iPad already. Yeah. Okay. Now, John, you had mentioned that you are Team Mini, and you might be in the market. You might be Team New Mini.
I had an original iPad Mini, and it was dog slow and finally wouldn't run the latest OS anymore. So I bought an iPad Mini 3 about 2015 or 16. And it's on the slow side now, and the battery's starting to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the market. I think my next iPad might be an iPad 2019 iPad Mini 5. Is anybody calling it a Mini 5 yet?
I don't know. I think everybody forgot what generation was the one that they kept trying to sell us as new.
It's been so long, we forgot.
It's been the 4 for just so long. Now, so here...
$399 is a pretty sweet price for that kind of technology.
It really is.
I keep it on my nightstand, and I do my nightly reading with a small iPad Mini.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's perfect for that.
You know, I think I have a fourth gen Mini. I don't remember if it's third or fourth. It gets limited use in our house. And even, you know, like when we initially got it, even it got a small amount of mileage. And it was neat. And I think the problem was, it was an inherited device. It was you know, something that needed to go to a good home. And of course I was the person who ended up with it. So, it was well loved, but I never could really find the right spot for it because it wasn't quite fast enough to do some things. And it wasn't quite powerful enough to do other things. And so it kind of ended up, relegated to the sort of emergency device kind of stack, you know, like if I have to have another one to test a thing or something like that, it would work for that. Now, here's my theory, and I want to ask you guys about this. The new iPads do not do the smart charging, and the first gen pencil is what they use. We've established that. You can use the first gen Apple Pencil on the iPad Mini. Do you think this fall we're going to get one or the other pencil compatibility on an iPhone? John, what do you think?
No, I've seen people talk about how they'd like to have it, but the iPhone display is still too small to warrant a pencil. I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, Andrew, how about you?
Plus, where do you put it, and how do you keep track of it, and how do you keep from losing it?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either. If they did, I mean, I don't know. Like, I can see them making maybe a mini Apple Pencil.
That would count as pencil compatibility. Like, you know, Fisher Space Pen size pencil or something. Like, I could see that.
But there's no magnets on the new iPad Mini.
So
why would you want to have a new pencil with the iPad Mini if it doesn't have a magnet?
No, not. I don't mean the second generation pencil. I just mean pencil compatibility at all. Like, how you keep track of it is on you.
The original iPad Pencil is huge, and it's too big to wrestle with when you have an iPad Mini. And so you'd like to have a smaller pencil to use with the iPad Mini because it's size matched, but then there's no magnet.
Right.
And Apple didn't put a magnet on the new 2019 iPad Mini, so I don't think there's a pencil coming.
So, but then why is the pencil compatible with the new Mini? That's all I'm saying.
Well, you got an old pencil laying around and you got a new iPad Mini. It works, you know, nice marriage.
Well, you could have an old pencil lying around and a new iPhone with iOS 13 and have it. I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. It's a thing that I wonder because, like you, I've heard so many people say I would really love if the pencil worked because styluses that work on the Apple on iPhone screens aren't that great. By and large. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this in a minute. But first of all, I want to get to our sponsor. Our sponsor today is KiwiCo. And you may know KiwiCo because they make something called the Kiwi Crate. And the Kiwi Crate is pretty great. They make these little projects that are STEAM projects. And that stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. And with a subscription, you get a monthly project guaranteed to be fun and engaging and inspire confidence. They have lots of crates to choose from. They call it a crate. You're not actually getting a crate. I don't want to worry anybody about that. You get this cool box with some sort of project in it. And they each one focuses on different aspects of STEAM. And there are 7 different lines of them to choose from. And they're for kids of all ages. They go from very, very, very young to all the way up through high school. And the crates come with everything you need for your project. So you choose the one you want. It comes right to your door monthly. You can cancel or pause at any time in order to do this. And what's really great about it is that it's a thing that kids at almost any age, the kids are able to put this together or create the thing or do whatever it is with what comes in the crate. With minimal assistance. So it's always super awesome when you're a kid and you can finish building a thing without really needing much help. It's pretty great. So if you want to change the way your kid plays or a kid that you know, I've given a number of these as gifts to younger people in my life and they're always a big hit. So you can change the way those kids play with KiwiCo. And here's how. Go to KiwiCo.com/TDO and you get your first crate free. That's KiwiCo.com/TDO and get the first crate free. So check out KiwiCo and see what they have for you and the kids that you have in your house or just have in your life. They're pretty great. Our second topic today is we're just going to go back to the iPad, honestly. I'm interested now. One thing that we've discovered this morning, one of the first questions I had, we talked a little bit about the crayon. The Logitech crayon is compatible with both new iPads. We did determine that, which was a very useful thing. I feel like if they're going to go with the first gen Apple Pencil, at least we can get the Logitech crayon in there as well. So
yeah.
I'm going to ask both of you this. John, I'm going to start with you to get an answer on this. Do you think that we're sort of over iPadded right now?
No. No, I think Apple needed this product to... First of all, iPad sales haven't been stellar. They've been declining, had been declining until like 2017, and now there's a mild uptick in 2018. Apple needed to boost the sales. There was a big, as we said, mentioned in the first segment, there was a big price gap between the Mini mm-hmm. and the big Pros. So I think this is an effort to fill in the product line to create an attractive price at that point, give us more features than the standard cheap iPad 9.7 inch,
mm-hmm.
and boost sales.
Okay, so now we have a Mini, an iPad Air, an iPad Pro that's a little bigger, and an iPad Pro that's a little bigger. And that doesn't seem like too many choices?
No, it doesn't. I think it just kind of meets everybody's needs. Because some people want to throw an iPad Mini in their briefcase or their mm-hmm. purse or their purse mm-hmm. and, you know, take it to the dentist's office or while they're waiting or the right. nightstand, as I do. And then there's other people who want a big screen because the Mini's too small for them, but they don't mm-hmm. want to pay a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the pro users who, you know, have a keyboard and do creative work and content right. creation.
But I feel like we're at least at one model too many now.
No.
I think the Mini is a great size. I think the Mini is a good size. I think the iPad plain, the iPad nothing, I don't know, is a great price. So I like that the Air kind of hits that sweet spot. But then do we need the Pro model in both of those sizes if the Air is really close to one of those sizes? I feel like there may be some
flex. Remember, the entry price yeah. for the Wi-Fi Air is $499, and the entry price for the 12-inch is $999. So,
yeah. Now, Andrew, what about you? Do you think we have too many iPads now?
Actually, I'm with you. I think that this new iPad Air is kind of a weird thing to release. But I do like that we have a new iPad Mini. I mean, some people just like a smaller form factor.
Oh, I'm so excited about the Mini.
Yeah. Like, I think it was last month, Apple was reselling old stock of iPad or the iPhone SE
uh-huh.
and the Mini is just the iPad SE, so
it is.
I think that it was a good choice.
Yeah, and I really like that at least, again, this upgrade comes far later than it should have, but I do feel like at least it's a worthy upgrade, right? Like there's mm-hmm. there's nice technology in here. It's not anything that's already terribly aged, right? Like there's a whole lot to like about the Mini if the form factor is something that you have any interest in. So because they brought it back and because it's a reasonable amount of technology in that package at that price, I feel like for some people who are super duper Apple people, but were maybe looking at a Kindle Fire tablet, this might be an attractive option for them to keep in the Apple ecosystem.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So I have read that Face ID is 20 times more secure than Touch ID, mm-hmm. whatever that means. So I find it interesting, in order to save cost, Apple introduces two new iPads with Touch ID. Mm-hmm. I understand the desire to save cost because you have to have a notch, you have to have an infrared laser, you have to have all this technology to recognize the face. But given that Face ID was supposed to be the future and mm-hmm. much more secure than Touch ID, I find it interesting that Apple's introducing low-cost iPads with what could be described as inferior security technology of Touch ID.
Well, remember
that
how hard
I find interesting.
I don't, only because in my mind I went, why are they Touch ID? They have a bunch of buttons left. Like, I didn't think it was any more complicated than that.
In the parts bin, like, let's
yeah,
it's overflowing.
Like,
let's
we still
up.
Have all these Touch ID buttons, and nobody, and let's be honest, nobody but Kelly bought an iPhone 8. So we got all these buttons. What are we going to do with them? So, like,
sorry,
honestly,
do you have a serious response to the security issue of Touch ID.
Well, my serious response is to come back and say that I feel reasonably secure behind the Touch ID, again, of my iPhone 8, the only one that was ever purchased, because I never see anybody else with one. That's the only reason I'm pointing that out. And the reason for that is because I feel like the bar that Touch ID set was already very, very high. So I am completely comfortable continuing to use Touch ID and not upgrading to a Face ID phone for a security reason. Like, at some point, I'm going to end up doing
it. Do you think that's a common feeling on the part of the customer base?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know a fair number of people who still pick up their phone and push the button on the side and enter a passcode every time instead of using their finger in the first place. Those people aren't going to get any benefit out of any kind of ID that is more convenient than that, because that's what they do, and that hasn't changed. Some of these people are members of my family, and that's why I know that this is a thing that they still do. So, like,
could it be that the price point suggests that the people are not that informed or not that technologically advanced, that they'll settle for something they consider to be pretty good, like Touch ID?
I think the biggest thing is that Apple went to great lengths to demonstrate the security of Touch ID so that anyone would use it, let alone somebody like you or I, who are far better informed about this kind of stuff than a lot of people are. And so Apple went to extraordinary lengths to make sure that people would use Touch ID. And part of that is because it's hooked to Apple Pay. You need Touch ID working in order to bonk your phone on the thing at Walgreens and leave and have paid for everything. So
you don't. Wait. You're saying you need to have a Touch ID button to have Apple Pay to work?
No, initially, when they were making the sale, part of what was tied to using Apple Pay was that you had to use Touch ID to do it. So that had to be on. You had to go set up your fingers and all of that in order to make sure that everything was working. Right. So in order for people to be using Apple Pay, they had to have set up Touch ID at the time. Now it's Face ID. Face ID works the same way, but you do have to, it's the same idea in that you have to go in actively, set it up, let it take the pictures of your face, do all the stuff you need to do in order to get Face ID up and running. And I think part of that is that because people were initially sold Touch ID as such a secure feature and had it explained by people like me in various ways in order to make sure that it was reliable so that people would be able to trust credit card information and debit card information
I feel like in the purest sense, shouldn't Apple be hanging its hat on the most secure technology that they can deliver? It seems a bit of a compromise, the uncomfortable compromise to me. Everything you said, I agree, but still, it's just smacks of.
But you can't agree with me, so you have to point it out.
I kind of disagree in that Apple promotes we only build the best, and we look out for your privacy and security.
Well, it's a valid question.
Or an older technology.
It is a valid question.
Save costs. So it just makes me. Makes my eyebrows furrow.
Well, I look forward to reading your piece about that. Andrew, what do you think about the Touch ID?
I assumed it was just price that they didn't include it. And I think Touch ID is good enough for most people. And it makes me wonder if, like,
right. So if you're a creative professional, you deserve better security than if you're just a casual user.
I don't know that deserve has anything to do with it. I think it's, I don't think it goes that far, John.
I know where
you're headed, and I don't know that you're wrong, but I also just don't think that really entered into the conversation. I think this was we need a little bit more than the entry level iPad, but not quite the Pro. And so to get in there, it's Touch ID.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it almost smacks of class warfare, in that if you're wealthy and you can afford $1,000 iPad, then you get better security.
But,
and it seems like Apple should be about the business of figuring out how to deliver the best security across its product line.
Yeah.
And then figure out the price.
But you're portraying this as I have a door with a double deadbolt or I don't have a door at all. And that's not the case. So we will have to save the security conversation for another day, most likely after John writes his piece about this, because I have a feeling there's a bee in his bonnet about it now. And I will thank both of you for being being here today. Andrew, thanks for coming by to talk to us about new iPads.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And John, thank you so much for coming by. I look forward both to the piece about Touch ID and what it's like once you actually buy one of these. Or maybe you won't, now that you found out that it only has a mere mortal Touch ID button for security.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll let you know.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Like I said, I'm very glad you're here, and I'm always glad to have you on. This has been Daily Observations for Monday, March 18th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.